Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Catalyst Stories podcast. I'm John Hino, your host for today's episode. And today, we're so blessed to have Paul and Marilyn Hatanaka on the show. Now, if you attend or visit Catalyst on Sundays, you might see them with both of their smiling faces and inviting presence, serving as greeters in front of Stanford Middle School before the service, or strike team, or if you were as fortunate as I was last month, participating in a conga line with them during service, during Sunday morning service. They've been married now for 54 years, so congratulations on
Thank you.
A huge accomplishment. They have two grown sons Kevin and Greg, and four grandchildren. Now, Marilyn is retired after serving faithfully in the office as staff for Cerritos Baptist Church for 23 years. And Paul is also retired after working for the Southern California Association of Governments for 27 years in urban planning. So with that, Paul and Marilyn, welcome to Catalyst Stories.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for having us.
You know, I got a feeling that that probably wasn't the first conga line that you've participated in, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Likewise for me.
Yeah. Well, We're getting older, so it's a little harder.
Well, it was so much fun that day. And, you know, I realize that you guys are podcast veterans, right? Because now, if we take out Damon, since he's the host of Engage to Flourish, you guys are the first ones to be on both Engage to Flourish and Catalyst Stories.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I couldn't wait to have both of you on. And the big reason for me has been that after 54 years of marriage, I feel that there's so much we can learn from you through your insights and lessons gained through being together for so long. So I thought we could start with a fun discussion about marriage. So
I don't know if it's going to be fun.
So from your perspective, what have been a few keys to longevity and togetherness in your marriage? And how about if we start with you, Marilyn?
Wow. Well, I think for me is commitment to the vows that we made when we were married. And I know it was difficult through some of those early years, but I think just remembering the commitment that we had made to each other and to God, that we would, no matter what we go through. And it wasn't easy at times because it was kind of difficult, but yet having that commitment and trust in the Lord, I think that, at that time, I don't know whether I had a relationship, but not in the sense, I mean, I believed in God, and I just had in my, I don't know, my soul that this was the right thing to do, that I needed to stay committed. And I don't know what else to add.
Yeah, no, it seems like commitment is a word that almost doesn't exist nowadays. I mean, before, you know, back in the day, it used to be lifetime employment and you know, you stayed loyal to the company you work for. And then now, you know, people jump from job to job, you know, if it doesn't work or they're not happy, they leave and go find something else. And so same thing with relationships as well.
That's true.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, you're a testament to commitment, 54 years. So how about from your perspective, Paul?
Well, from my perspective, I picked a very good woman to be my spouse.
Yeah,
I
mean, of course.
And I've always, you know, thought of, you know, happy life, happy wife, and all those kinds of things, you know. And, you know, Marilyn has been truly faithful. And she's always been there for me and supporting me and whatever I was doing. So I remember going to graduate school and she was supporting me there and encouraging me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really didn't know where I was going, but fortunately I've had, you know, different experiences that have caused me to move into the field that I picked, which ultimately was urban planning. And I wasn't sure I was going to get into graduate school, but I did get into graduate school at UCLA, and that's why I'm pro UCLA too.
Okay,
but, yeah. But anyway, she's been there, right? And always very faithful and supportive.
Yeah. Well, you use that term, happy wife, happy life, which is so true. So for you, what things have you learned in that make a happy wife?
Well, at first I had a hard time getting Marilyn to express the things that she really wanted to do or wanted.
Yeah.
I was struggling a little bit to get her to open up a little bit more on what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, we would say, well, let's go out to dinner tonight. What do you want to have? And she says, she always said, well, I eat to live, not live to eat. And so she didn't care, basically.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That wasn't an answer for me, so I was kind of frustrated because why do I always have to make the decision? One of the things I recognized early on was that I needed to get Marilyn to speak up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And over the years, she really has become more expressive and confident, and, she's really grown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's reflected in some of the things she does today. When she walks in the mall, she greets all these people, and she never did that before.
Yeah.
That I noticed anyway. So it was quite a experience for me to see her grow in that fashion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask what your reaction was when you saw this, because to you it sounds like Marilyn's, like, even greeting people was different than maybe the Marilyn that you saw before. So what was your reaction?
Well, my reaction was, go Marilyn.
Yeah. Good.
Because, I remember, walking down the street and I would smile at the person coming towards me and she would, not really do that, but to see her now is really very, very different.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's really great, because, I want her to be expressive of who she is. And I think it's a lot to do with what we learn at Catalyst.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, and maybe Marilyn, we can segue to you, because you give a lot of credit to Pastor Barry and a message that he once gave at Catalyst one time. And I know that, you've both been gone through a lot of positive changes as a result of being at Catalyst. But I wondered if you can talk about that message that you heard from Pastor Barry and how that impacted your life.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what day it was, but he had talked about taking a risk, just stepping out in faith, trusting God for whatever happens and just taking that risk. So it was either that same Sunday or the next week, but a representative from World Vision had come and was encouraging people to sign up for this Team World Vision, and they would be participating in the Long Beach Half Marathon and actually running or walking or whatever and doing that. And by doing that, would raise funds to provide water, clean water for children in Africa. And for some reason, the Lord just touched my heart on that.
Wow.
And I felt like, okay, Pastor Barry said, take a risk. I'm going to take a risk, and I stepped forward, and I signed up to do the half marathon. And
You've never done a marathon
before,
a half marathon.
No.
Yeah.
I've been walking every so often with friends, like at the park or something, just to get some
exercise. Or at the Cerritos Mall.
Yeah.
I've seen you there several times.
But never, I don't know whether I may have done maybe a, what do you call it, a 6K.
Oh, like a 10K or 5K maybe?
Yeah, 5K.
Yeah.
But not a half marathon. And so I didn't know what I was getting into. And I saw these commercials with this guy coming in. It's dark. They're taking signs down, the finish line signs down. And this guy is struggling. He's all bruised because he's beaten up, you know, from falling and stuff while doing this. I think he did the marathon. Mm-hmm. So that's how I pictured myself going through it. But oh, my gosh, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that, you know, when the last ones struggle in, it's already dark, and you kind of, you know, said, I hope I'm not one of those ones that, mm-hmm. that they're waiting for me to come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was a good process. They train you so that it's not like, okay, go out there and run the next week. But it was a several week training. So it was good. But I think what really blessed me about that, because I felt like the Lord was calling me to do it, that I was able to raise awareness of the water need.
Yeah.
And people supported me. And it was just, for me, it was like the simple act of just writing a letter, just letting them know what I'm going to be doing, mm-hmm. and just, you know, would you come alongside me and help me, mm-hmm. you know, provide the funds so that they could provide clean water. And it was just God's hand on it that just, I felt so blessed because I felt like it was Him. I didn't do anything, just wrote mm-hmm. a letter, send it out, and people were responding to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to do that. I felt encouraged by that first time. I didn't come in dark, I mean, last.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I walked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think I did it in maybe less than 5 hours anyway,
wow.
the half.
Wow.
So, and of course, that was 6 years ago, so that was a lot. I was younger then.
Yeah, yeah.
But that encouraged me. So the next five years, then I was able to complete it and provide the funds for World Vision. So that really blessed me. Just seeing how God worked.
Yeah. It seems like that stepping out really built a lot of confidence in you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it mm-hmm. just in hearing your story that, you know, you saw God work and it was almost like, I can do this. And it just grew from there. Because I remember you also sharing that, you know, you were learning about overcoming your hesitations or your fears and hearing from the Holy Spirit. And that even led to you praying for people. I wondered if you can talk about that, because God put different people on your heart to pray for, and you stepped out and mm-hmm. prayed for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Catalyst encourages that.
Yeah.
You know, during service, and if the Lord lays something on you, to go and pray for people. And I've been able to do that. It's not always, but yeah, sometimes the Holy Spirit, I think, just impresses, you know, just go up to that couple or person and pray. So that's what I've been able to do, and I feel like I've been blessed, and I think they have too.
Yeah, and do you remember the verse that you shared that God impressed upon? I think you shared it in a testimonial video that you made.
You mean about trusting or about worrying?
About encouraging and building one another. Okay, that's okay. Because I remember 1 Thessalonians 5:11. You once shared that encourage one another and build up one another. And I know that was very impactful for you. And, you know, as you were just sharing, Marilyn, I thought of Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and, yes, uphold you with my righteous right hand. Mm-hmm. And my observation is just your openness to listening to the Holy Spirit, and He spoke to you. And then your willingness to step out in faith and reach out to people and you know, run the half marathons and pray for people, just your willingness to go, because it's more than just the intention, right? It's just the action, and that's what I'm seeing, you know, with you, is that you stepped out in faith. Mm-hmm. So I wondered if you can speak to taking that risk and going out and stepping out in faith.
I think, too, for me, it was going through that process of aligning myself with the Holy Spirit. And that was an exercise also that I think we had gone through with the cleansing seminar.
Yeah.
And so that was something that I've been praying for, that my body, soul, and spirit would be aligned with the Holy Spirit. And so then I would, my intentional would be, okay, if he's speaking to me, I want to be able to go out and do whatever he's saying. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I've been learning and growing in my faith and trust in God so that he's faithful to continue. So if he's calling me to do something, then I should respond, or I can respond because I know that he's faithful to see it through.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I've been able to, even though sometimes I think, oh, I don't know this person, but he's just giving me a courage, I guess.
Courage and boldness is another word that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that I think, too, growing in who I am in Christ, that's all of this is kind of an ongoing process, right? We're never complete.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're growing.
Well, you know, that's what impresses me with both of you is that, you know, you can say, you know, you've had so many experiences throughout your life and your lives, and you've been around, you know, for, you know, more than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So it would be easy to say, nope, this is the way I am. I'm why change? I mean, I don't need to change. This is who I am. But what I see in both of you is you're talking about changes that even now you're learning things. You're God is showing you things, and you're stepping into those changes. And so that's what I find so incredibly inspiring is that you know you're sending the message that no, it's never too late to change or learn something or grow in an area. Mm-hmm. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to see if we can talk about the subject of prayer now, because I know that prayer is really deeply rooted has been the reason, you know, how you're able to hear from the Lord and how you're able to get direction from him. And so I know that Marilyn, back when your sons were in high school, there was one time where they didn't come home, and that made you very nervous. And so I wondered if you can speak to that, because that seemed to really spark you in this area of prayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, they were off, doing whatever with their friends.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they didn't come home, even though they were supposed to be home at a certain time. And so we called friends to see if they knew where they were. And they didn't. So that, for me, I think at the time, I was more of a worrier person, mm-hmm. always thinking the worst rather than, sure. Oh, they're okay or whatever. That was another story. But anyway, but I just had to depend on the Lord and what he shared with me in Philippians 4:6-7. You know, do not be anxious about anything, yes. but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Present your request to God, and the God of peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, yes. I mean, he'll give you that peace. So
yes.
I said, okay, there's nothing we can do. I don't know where they are, Lord. I'm going to have to trust you. So we prayed, and I was able to go to sleep that night,
yeah.
which I'm sure I would not have been mm-hmm. otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, they were fine. They came home. I don't know what time. But in that part, but I just was so thankful that God was faithful to watch over them,
yes,
kept
yes.
them safe, and
and
he did give me that peace that he promises.
Yes, yeah, that's so awesome. And Paul, how was it for you? Were you also It's kind of funny because when Marilyn first talked about the boys being out, I don't know what they were doing. You had this smile on your face like, yeah, I've been there, done that. I probably worried my parents by going out. But I'm just curious what that experience was like for you.
Well, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
So I'm a little more understanding perhaps of what they might be doing.
Right, right, right. So but maybe you weren't worried as much, or I just curious.
I was concerned because Marilyn was concerned.
Sure.
I was glad that we were able to pray for them before we went to bed.
Yeah.
And that seemed to calm her, calm my heart as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And Marilyn has always been a very, I wouldn't say obedient, but she would get up early and she would do her devotional time.
Mm, wow.
Very religiously. Me, on the other hand, I stayed in bed. And so
you did the silent prayers with your eyes closed, right?
Yeah, I said, Lord, let my dreams tell me what I'm supposed to be doing today. So she's been, most recently, she's been getting up early, spending time with the Lord in her own devotional time. And so she's far more consistent than I am in that area. But, of course, Barry has a way of encouraging all of us to try to, look at how God sees us. He says, how does God see you? How does God feel about you? How does he think about you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And take time to really ponder that, and whatever comes to you, write it down.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you could, over time, see, am I making progress or not?
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. And because we all, I think, have, hidden things that, bother us that really are not of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, those are things that trouble us and we have a hard time giving up because, we are in a fallen world and we do tend to value the same things that the world provides, for athletes who, although they say, praise the Lord, but we won this game or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but the world is telling us you want to be the GOAT, greatest of all time. Basically. And not everyone is going to be the greatest, obviously.
Right, right.
So while it's good, I think, in general, to strive to hit your high goals and never give up in that sense, it can turn around into something that you become proud of. Mm. And pride is not something that I feel is something that I seek, certainly. I would like the Lord to have pride in me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well done, good and faithful servant,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And welcome into my kingdom.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are things that, make it a little bit different and for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but I see Marilyn being so faithful to the Lord, getting up every morning, getting up early. And then she goes out to go walk. And that's her time to act, basically, to impact others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I strongly support that. I've gone out a couple of times, but and some of the guys that she talks to regularly at the mall, You know, they say, how come you don't come walk out, walk with her more often? You know, I did once, and I met the guys.
Yeah. Well, what I'm seeing, you know, in what you were sharing, Paul, is that, you know, we sometimes we need to be very intentional about, you know, whether it's making prayer a priority or even like getting exercise and walking. And that's, you know, what I see in what you're doing, Marilyn, is that you're making it a priority, you know, in your life. Mm-hmm. And when I think of, you know, that night that your sons didn't come home or didn't come home on time, that as soon as you prayed, it seems like the peace of God, you know, that you talked about in that verse in Philippians 4:6-7, that peace of God came over you. And so, you know, you're seeing the fruit of lifting up that prayer and surrendering and trusting God, you know, for your sons, mm-hmm. seeing the fruit of that. And, you know, I know that the concerns for our children, that they don't stop after high school and even college and even after marriage. And so I know with your son, Kevin, that there were some difficult times, you know, for him. And so I wondered if you can talk about some of those challenges and how you responded to those challenges.
Mm. Well, I think it was at a point where I knew he was out of my... even though I had concern and worry for him, yeah. I knew that I had no control. And I think I was even feeling guilty because, you know, was it me and how I raised him or what did we do wrong? And I just knew that those were, of course, later I felt like, okay, those are all lies.
Lies, yeah.
And, you know, Satan was trying to destroy me and cause me to doubt, to fear, to be shame, you know, full of shame or whatever. But, you know, looking back, I see, no, God's hand was on both of our sons.
Yes.
And even though there were times when they maybe distanced themselves from the Lord, at least I felt like they were, mm-hmm. God has been faithful to, you know, we continue to pray for them and for their relationship with the Lord.
Yes.
And now, to see the fruit of that, that they've come back. But it's just, you know, in God's timing. And I know that's what God wants for all of us. He doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to repentance.
Yes.
And so that's the hope and the promise that I hold on to.
Yes.
Knowing that even for our grandsons, you know, they're still learning and growing. And I am concerned, you know, that, and the possibility of them strain from the Lord is great because we live in a fallen world and the temptations out there are great. But I have hope and faith that God would draw them mm-hmm. to himself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's what, I don't know if I answered.
Sorry. You did. I mean, and when I think of what you just shared, I thought of how we sing that one song where, God leaves the 99 and goes after that one sheep that's lost. And mm-hmm. and so I see that relentlessness that God has for us. You know, he never gives up on us. Mm-hmm. And you have that same relentlessness, or I'm tongue twisted this morning, but you're relentless for your boys. And you, in just even praying for them, because I'm seeing that maybe you can talk about we can switch to prayer, because I know that for both of you, you know, I know Paul, you shared on Damon's podcast about how impactful prayer can be, and so I wondered if you can maybe share your thoughts on prayer and how important that is to both of you.
Well, for me, you know, for both sons, Kevin and Greg, I remember there were pivotal moments in our lives when they obviously were seeking their own identities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for Kevin, it was during his first marriage as it was falling apart. And thing I saw was that Kevin never made any negative comments about his spouse at that time or the parents.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I know when there's disagreement, there's always two sides to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I told Kevin, I'm proud of you because you never said anything negative in that discussion.
Wow.
You know, and I said, I'm really proud of that because, you know, that shows me that, you know, that you understand everything. You're not perfect. I understand that you may not be perfect in that relationship.
Yeah.
But you didn't criticize and say anything negative, and I was proud of that.
Wow.
So that was a real critical point between me and Kevin.
Mm.
And I remember a similar thing, but it wasn't that dramatic. But I remember with my other son, Greg, one time he stopped me and he said, hey, Dad, why are you always right? You know, I said, oh, no, I'm not always right. I said, I don't know why, but God made me your dad. God made you my son. And I'm not always right, but I try to do the best I can. So don't ever think that I'm always right. I'm not always right. Because I don't know what you're thinking and what you're
His response when you said that?
Well, he went away recognizing that, no, Dad understands that he's not always right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm always trying to do the best I can
for
him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Wow.
So those are two very important parts with my sons.
Yeah, with you, and your sons. Yeah, that's awesome, Paul. Wow, and good for you for, you know, speaking into them the way that you did. And so what I love is, you know, God always has a way of redeeming things. And I know with Kevin, as a result of, I think you had mentioned the grandkids, he came back to church and back to the Lord again. And so I wondered if you could talk about that.
Well, that was something I think that had been on my heart that we've been praying for a long time, because since his divorce and then he remarried a few years later, and then they had kids, but yet they weren't going to church. And they had said that once they did, that they would, but they hadn't. So I, you know, Lord, just touch their hearts and, you know, draw them closer to you. And so they were, and I could totally relate because I had gone away from the church too for about 13 years. So I could totally understand. And so just God is patient and
he
answered our prayers and he did bring them back to a church, and they are really enjoying the fellowship there and growing. They're in a small group. In fact, I think Kevin is leading a group. So it's been
awesome.
Good. And the kids enjoy being at church. And
yeah.
I'm in another Bible study with the two teachers for both the two older boys. So I hear little bits and pieces about them and just how they're growing in their relationship with the Lord. So it's exciting to see.
Yeah.
You know, so God, you know, I'm just learning, okay, God's timing and our timing is not the same.
Yes.
And we just have to continue to be patient and wait. And he hears our heart and he's just telling us, okay, it's not time yet. It's not, because I know for me, it wasn't time, you know, for me to come back to church or to the Lord. So
yeah,
God is good and he answers our prayers, at least the prayers that are on his heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. Wow, that's neat. I was thinking of 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And, you know, one thing that you are both doing you know, when I think of that verse, I'm not thinking, well, okay, you know, you're praying every second of the day, but to me it's like an awareness and a mindfulness of God's presence, you know, with us throughout the day. And, you know, he's constantly moving, constantly speaking to us, prompting us to doing things, and that we would turn to him and not ourselves in any situation that might arise. And that's what I've seen, you know, throughout the years and just in your testimonies, that constant looking to God and turning to him and seeking him. So I think that's so awesome that you've done that. So, you know, I know there's more we could talk about, and I know we're running short on time, so we'll have to have you back on again to continue the discussion. But as we close our time together, I just want to, first of all, thank you, Paul and Marilyn, for being here on Catalyst Stories and sharing your amazing testimonies and words of wisdom with us.
Well, thank you for having us. I don't know if they're words of wisdom, but just hopefully there are things that God has been teaching us that, you know, we could pass on to other people. And
I feel that the Lord has been really, really faithful to me, because he knows the things that I've gone through.
Yes.
And
yes,
you know, I look back, and for Kevin, you know, prophecy has been there, because I think I mentioned to you earlier that Shinasami has been very influential in his life and ours as well, because early on he said, you know, I really sense that, you know, Kevin is going to be in ministry. Mm-hmm. And he has been.
Wow.
You know, and that's, you know, and there's other stories about Shin that I have, you know, personally, being taught by him too. And but that'll be for another day.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back and share on those about those stories and the prophecy as well to Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shay, I just wanted to add that Shinasami, being a pastor who was involved with Cerritos Baptist Church at one point. So for those listening that don't know who Shin is. So, yeah. Well, we'll definitely have you guys back and have you share some more. So I'd like to close our time by lifting up a prayer of thanksgiving for these inspiring testimonies and for our listeners as well. So, yeah, let's pray. Father God, thank you, Jesus, for Paul and Marilyn's journey of 54 years together thus far, and for their insights on the commitment, Lord, that they have to each other and the faithfulness that they have to each other. And so I just give you thanks for that, Lord, because, Lord, it reminds us just how committed and faithful you are to us. So thank you for just that, those qualities, Lord, that Paul and Marilyn talked about in their marriage. And thank you, Jesus, for the testimonies of your faithfulness in Paul and Marilyn's lives over the years, for helping Marilyn step out in faith to pray for people and to serve you in ministry, in providing clean water to people through her half marathons. Lord, may you give us the ears to hear your voice, and help us to seek you, and give us the courage, like you have for Paul and Marilyn, to step out in faith when you call us into deeper waters, knowing that you are always with us. You will always be for us, and you will never leave or forsake us. And Lord, thank you for the peace that passeth all understanding, which you gave to Marilyn, that came from her praying and putting her faith and trust in you, Lord Jesus. Lord, give us the heart of a prayer warrior that will look to you in any and every situation, that we might experience peace and joy in our lives, not just sometimes, but every day, Lord. And now, Jesus, may you use these testimonies in Paul and Marilyn's lives to inspire all of us to become all that you created and called us to be in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you,
so, John. Yeah, you bet. So next time, take the time to reflect on and share your God-given testimonies and see how God uses you to become a catalyst of encouragement and inspiration to others. God bless.